Punk and the Schooner, North Ice Punk.
Certainly. Show number 42 of Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. I am Dust Crooner. Gene, who are you?
Yo, I'm Noise Punk, yo. It's show number 42. What's up? What's going on out there? And today, you know, we usually say we got a very special show, but, you know, we're always fucking lying, especially Charles. He's a big fat liar. He owes me 20 bucks. But the thing is, today, for real, Charles.
Are you looking in the mirror, Gene?
What?
Nothing.
What the fuck
Nothing,
does that
Gene.
Mean?
What?
The fuck
what?
Does that mean? No, today, for real. Today, we got a really special show. First of all, we don't have a composer on the show, which is great. No, I don't know if that's great. But,
whatever.
But it's different. Charles is wearing underwear today, which is very,
and that's
very
funny
surprising.
Because
anyway, today's very special guest
Moron.
Is Charles. Do the announcements.
And Akiko Myers, violinist extraordinaire. Welcome.
Thank you.
She's not sure if she wants to be.
Yeah.
And I don't blame her.
Yes.
Violinist. That's the key word here today.
I try to be. At times.
At times he tries to be violinist.
Yes.
Charles is going to ask you, this applies to violinists too?
Yeah.
Ask your question.
What got you started?
Oh boy. Well, the abridged version is that I was in Siberia and I had nothing to do, you know, so I thought, wow, I looked at this little box and I thought, oh, I'll just play the violin.
That is the best answer we've ever had on our show.
Wait, you were in Siberia? I don't even know. I heard the word box in Siberia.
Yeah, it was close. Okay. I was actually born in San Diego, California, and raised in the middle of the desert.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was my Siberia.
Okay, so Siberia of the mind.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Wow. And we're lucky that you did, because then you played the violin.
Thank you.
And you started really early, right?
I was four. I mean, I was actually in my mother's belly. That's how legend goes.
she played violin, or?
Yeah, you could see the, you know, sonograms, and I was already playing the violin in her belly. But
oh, boy.
No, she was actually playing a lot of David Oistrakh recordings.
Oh, sure.
And of the Beethoven Violin Concerto. And so wherever, you know, in those days with the LP, where there was a mistake,
right.
I still can hear that. Like,
oh.
Like Pavlovian training.
Really? I probably
could. Wait, you say mistake. You're referring to like a scratch in the album?
Yes, a scratch in the album, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's
interesting.
That sounds like an album.
It's close enough.
I studied violin at age 4 as well, and luckily, I am not a violinist these days.
Because
that was really bad. I needed those frets, man. Playing in tune at age of 4 is, I mean, either you have it or you don't. I don't think you could learn. I mean,
You learn,
but yeah. It's really hard.
Yeah.
I didn't have an ear. How are you going to fucking play, man? There's no...
A confession by G's Pritzker, a.k.a.
I'll erase that later.
Yeah, right.
Violin assassin.
Okay, Charles.
Yes, sir.
I don't know why you're so loud on the mic. You're going to the red, man.
Because my voice is bigger than yours.
Mm-hmm, that's it. So, let's...
among other things.
Let's get into some violin music.
Yes, what would you like to play for us?
Well, I brought an assortment of CDs here, and I thought it would be kind of interesting to actually start with my very first recording when I was a spring chicken of 18.
Oh, good. Okay.
It was just like yesterday.
Yeah.
And
She's really old. You guys can't even believe how old this girl.
And one of my favorite concertos back then and still to this day is the Barber Violin Concerto.
Absolutely.
So we can go, you know.
Probably the nastiest third movement ever written.
So that's like the perfect thing to play.
All right.
With some Indian music in the background.
Sorry, that was my email.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, it's Borislav.
Borislav.
Hey. In Russian English, so I can't read
it. Who are you? Что такое?
Okay, let me just see this.
We should play the third movement then.
Royal Phil Orchestra, Christopher Seaman. And that's a funny name.
You know, I knew you were going there.
I can't. I'm sorry.
You gotta get your ass
If
kicked.
Only his first name was Richard. And then,
because
it would be Dick Seaman. Great name. That would be a great... All right, I'm sorry.
Please send your lawyers to...
Please send your lawyers. Send your lawyers.
To Noise Punk, not Das Kruner, who has no association with this show whatsoever.
Whatsoever. Okay. All right, wait. Which movement do you want to play? The third or no? You
the presto, of course.
Yeah, this is the one. There's a story behind the
comedy. What does that mean? Fast?
Yeah. Actually, no. The story I've read is that he wrote the violinist this concerto was written for. He claimed that he couldn't play particularly the third movement, and his someone who had an association with that violinist, the guy who commissioned it, wanted to refuse his commission. Of the piece and
this
wanted to take
it,
and want his money. No, it's well for you. He wanted his money. He wanted to take his money back.
That's right. And he had already spent it, and he was in Europe. And
oh, really?
I think he was actually in Paris or Switzerland, somewhere just beautiful and exotic. And he had already spent the money, and he said, "You know, good luck. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be giving you a violin concerto." And he found somebody else to premiere the concerto.
Do you know who that was? We'll find out later. We'll Google later. And the point is, it was proven that this piece was, in fact, playable after all. And so the guy who did the commission looked like an idiot. The composer is always right, basically, is the summary of this story.
Yeah, that's what I like to say.
So here it is.
And if I'm wrong, look at the rule number two. Rule number one. How does that work? Okay,
wow. So here we go. This is the third final movement of the Violin Concerto, Opus 14 by Samuel Barber. Our guest, Anna Kiko Myers, as the violin soloist, along with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, with Christopher Seaman as our conductor.
Was Barber gay, too?
Yes.
I mean, too, like Charles.
You know, here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. Thank you. Holy crap! The third movement of Samuel Barber's Violin Concerto Opus 14, featuring our guest, Anna-Kiko Myers, violin soloist, along with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Say the conductor's name.
Christopher Seaman.
Yay!
Her first commercial recording circa years ago, here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Hello?
Butt scratcher? Butt scratcher?
Sorry. Oh, I got an email. Who is it?
What? You got an email from who?
Oh, John Clark. Hi, John. Hey, is this even
John Clark, our horn soloist, who was a guest on our show.
Yes, he was.
Not too long ago. Wonderful performance,
look,
needless
to
say.
That was really fast. That was really good. And Charles told a funny anecdote that he bought a CD of Anne when he was younger, or when she was younger, before he even knew her, and then realized that
it was someone else.
It was somebody else.
Just
another violinist. Another girl violinist. That's because you're an anti-violinite.
The hell was that?
I don't even know what that means.
Anyway.
Okay, let's pause for a second. And the pause is over. I hope you enjoyed our pause.
Yes. We take a moment to remember the life of whoever just died.
I take a moment to take some Tylenol because...
Samuel Barber.
Yeah.
Yes.
I take a moment to take a Tylenol because I have to talk to Charles for 2 hours.
What? Anyway.
It's really a pain in my ass.
Anyway, wonderful performance, needless to say.
Thank you.
All right.
When you wrote that piece... Wrote that piece? She's not a composer.
She's not a composer.
Force of habit.
Yeah, what are you asking?
When I played that piece, what do I think of?
That's a good question. Yeah, let's go with that.
Well, I have played the Barber Violin Concerto. I think I am the Barber girl. I have played it millions and millions of times, and I would love to re-record it today. Mm-hmm. You know, after just hearing it now, it's so different. It's on a different violin. I mean, every recording I've made has been practically on a different violin, It's wild.
But this is not a common trait with, you know, when they look at something that they recorded many years ago and then they look back on it and they realize, oh, I'm doing it differently now. It's much better, I feel.
It's just different, you know? I mean, who I was when I was 18 years old and who I am as a woman today is just they're two very different people.
She's a woman, naturally. Sorry.
That's not even a song, Gene.
That's a song.
Not the way you sang it. Anyway,
that was the Barber version.
But you've recorded over the years many, many times. Do you look back on recordings? The question is every what?
Your brain working?
Anyway.
Or not.
In all seriousness, do you look back on the recordings you did earlier on, like around the time you did this violin concerto? Are you fully satisfied with any recording that you did way back then versus now, or do you want to re-record everything again?
I don't want to re-record everything, but maybe some things.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's the beautiful thing about music. I was thinking about that today. I mean, we just all repeat a lot of what we've played and felt, but it's always different. Mm. You know, every day it's different. So.
Charles does the exact same thing every day.
What?
It's true, Charles. So.
Yeah, I'm a creature of habit. And what I do, if you want to find out, you know, Gene.
Charles, not in my room. There's a bathroom. Stop, Charles, what are you doing? This is disgusting.
This bit's been done before, by the way.
You know, we should do that the third movement. We should do a heavy metal version. Are you ready to record the heavy metal version of
with Gene Pritzker and Sound Liberation?
I am.
I'm telling you,
all right.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
Look out for that. And stars right. near you.
Oh yeah.
Theaters near you.
History here on Noise Punk and Scooter. Yeah. What would you like to play next?
Let's see. What did I bring in my little lovely pile? Let's play some of the Big Hair album. This was my debut on RCA Red Seal.
Right. Jesus, you
and,
do have big hair.
Yeah, and I look a lot older there than I do today.
It's true.
It's weird.
Is this an album in the future?
In the year 2000.
Oh wait.
In the year 2000. I can't even sing it.
In the year 2000. In the year 2000.
Wrong chord.
I don't know, it's random. Okay, what do we got here? We got Lao Lao. You probably.
Lay
Low. We got Brooch.
You got a
Brooch.
Lay Low
and some Brooch.
Is it? Okay.
Scratching
and,
frantically.
Oh, and Lopez Cobas.
Yes.
That is a funny name, but still kind of funny. We have a friend, Louis. My friend's name is Louis Cobo, and I always call him Lopez Cobas.
Give me
Cobas.
That.
fun.
Yeah.
What are we gonna hear?
What's your preference?
Let's see.
Movement from
I like
what?
Eric Clapton's song later.
I love the Lalo. You know, maybe we could play the third or fourth movement.
Oh, well, why don't we play them both then?
What the fuck?
Why don't we just do one movement of Lalo and one movement of the Brook? You know?
That's a good idea. Perfect. Okay, this is her. Let's hear some excerpts from her recording from circa 19. Oh my god, that was a long time ago.
What is it?
We don't have to tell, but
okay, we can play the last movement of the rondo or the intermezzo of the
Rondo. That's a good idea.
By the way, folks, if you really want to know, you probably could just go on iTunes and find these albums and really find out the date. I don't know what kind of secrets you're keeping from the people.
No, you can't find them anywhere.
These are personal recordings.
That's like right.
The Scottish.
RCA has locked it in their,
I don't care.
Safe, and that's it.
Someone put it on YouTube and just played the record of it. They push the CD player and videotape it. Odds are someone has done that. So let's hear.
Charles, what do you call it, like a Hasidic guy on YouTube? What do you call it?
Tell me.
YouTube.
That was so funny I forgot to laugh.
Sorry.
Anyway.
It's just a great joke that somebody didn't tell me.
So let's hear two excerpts. We have to lift Anna Kiko's fall to the floor. Let's get her up.
Jesus Christ, Charles. Yes, please.
An excerpt from the Symphony Espanol by Eduardo Lalo. Is Lalo, yes. And an excerpt from... Shut up, Gene. That is not my brain.
I'm giving you...
And an excerpt from The Scottish Fantasy by Max Bruch, featuring our guest, Anna Kiko Myers, along with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Jesus Lopez Cobos, here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
We're going to now play the song.
I'm imitating the scratched record that you heard when you were in your mother's womb.
Charles, you're such a gay barber.
I knew I was feeling at home. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's right. You want to hear the rest of it? Well, Google. That's all I got to say.
It's on Amazon.
It's on Amazon, yeah. Two movements from... we heard a movement from two pieces. One is the Symphonie Espagnole by Edouard Laulo, and the opening movement of the Scottish Fantasy by Max Bruch. Featuring our guest, violinist Anna Kiko Myers, we heard the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra under the baton of Jesus Lopez Cobos.
With vocal soloist Charles Coleman of the Royal Philharmonic Chorus.
What?
The Royal Philharmonic Gay Chorus.
What? Anyway.
Molested by the top conductors of the field. And top choir masters have been had their fingers in his anal cavity.
What? Okay, now you're pushing
okay,
it.
Okay, now you're pushing it, Charles. Yeah. I'm just saying that
anyway.
Perhaps...
Anne, are we having fun yet? Yeah, don't answer
that. We've had a lot of technical difficulties. Charles has been behaving himself atrociously as usual.
Yeah.
Poor. He got some kind of wine that's making us all ill.
That not compared to the vodka we have with Matt Fields, man.
You know, he's in love with Matt Fields and he won't stop obsessively talking about him.
Yeah.
So Anna's having a really bad time. And I feel really bad because I really wanted this to be a good show for once, and this is just not working out. Charles, why don't you ask her something that's like half smart? On the spot with Charles. Now we're gonna go to our new segment called On the Spot with Charles. Charles, say something smart.
What do you have next for us?
You really think that's smart, Charles?
Yes. Segway. Actually, well, why don't we tell?
I do have something very interesting because we were talking about how, you know, most of my colleagues love to do the same thing over and over and over
again.
Yes,
we were talking about this while we were listening to
fucking assholes.
Yes.
That's what Anne said.
But I really love to find undiscovered music or music that's actually been written for me, which I forgot to bring, of course, today.
But
very, very cool piece that I found by the composer David Baker, and it's called Blues. And you can really hear a gospel choir when you play this piece.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
What's the name of this?
The American album.
It's from the American album that was also recorded for RCA Red Seal, and where you can't find it anywhere in the world.
Oh, wonderful!
But really, you just don't want people to.
No, RCA, you know.
Unless some adventurous guy on YouTube videotapes his CD player, presses the button, and that's what you're hearing.
What do you call a lawyer on YouTube?
Tell me.
YouTube. See, they're getting worse.
They are getting worse. So here. This is for solo violin and piano, correct?
That's right.
Yeah, featuring the our guest here, Anna Kiko Myers, violinist, along with André Michel Schub.
That's right.
Just checking if I got my pronunciation right.
He sounds romantic. He sounds dreamy.
Blues by composer David Baker, featuring our guest Anna Kiko Myers here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Okay, if we get in trouble, that's our fault. Music of David Broop, David
I feel
Baker.
Healed.
What? Music of David Baker. Blues, written for soul violin and piano. Anna Kiko Myers, our guest.
Sorry.
Okay. And Andre Michel Schub is the pianist in that performance. Unlike what the music
let me get
just
you. Did. Get some.
I'm gonna change you down for the rest of the-
Did you say get some?
I don't know. I said let me get a shoe. I don't know what that
you
is.
You just went secular on me, my friend. Anyway.
No, no. You get some. You get the power of Jesus, of the healing, of the healing of the Jesus. Let me get some.
Charles, at Awkward Boss Party of Four?
I'm the Jew in this neighborhood. Devin, this Jewish
I think we're overwhelming Anna Kiko right. Oh, she just fell on the floor. Let's get her back up.
Charles, anyway. Don't touch that, Charles. What are you... Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. Anyway,
all right, this
beautiful
is,
this, performance, needless
yeah,
to say.
That was very nice.
Yeah.
Even though Charles obviously hates black people.
You know, oh, dude, now you've crossed the line.
What?
You're an idiot.
I'm just doing the, what's his name? George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Kanye
now,
West.
when you point that
I
out,
put
that
it
makes
in context,
sense.
Just so people don't think you're just a racist for no reason.
Ah!
All right, so let's... Anne says she has a new CD.
Yes.
What's the year of this one?
That was from 12 years ago, I think.
But don't say it. She's young.
Yes.
That was from 1995, yeah. I think, right?
95.
Yeah. Or 94. But yeah, the latest one is called Smile, and it's a compilation of a lot of different things.
Right.
And she's smiling in the cover.
Imagine that. So much about subtlety, yeah.
Smile, referring to the great song by Charlie Chaplin.
That's right. Yes. And
can we hear that, too?
Yes. It's a beautiful arrangement that Klaus Orgermann did.
Klaus Orgermann, wonderful arranger, mainly famous for his arrangements with Antonio Carlos Jobim. among other things.
Yeah. And Summer Over the Rainbow, or Over the Rainbow, if you want to be technically correct, by Harold Arlen. And there are two Piazzolla pieces, Milonga and Re, and Introducción et Angel, as well as two Japanese pieces, one that I even arranged miraculously.
Maybe we should hear that, you as a composer, quote unquote, kind of at least.
Since we normally have composers on our show.
Oh, I mean, at least
we can analyze what we listen to, then we'll give our critique afterwards. You're going to love this.
Charles loves to analyze.
Sorry, that's not that funny, Gene.
I'm just saying. So wait, okay, let us not, you play whatever you like. You pick a track.
Yeah, let's check. Actually, there's a solo track that I arranged, but I think the other one is pretty interesting because it makes the violin sound like a shakuhachi, which is like a Japanese bamboo flute.
Sure, yeah.
And the piano is supposed to sound like a koto, which is sort of like a harp that you place on the floor. And we taped down the piano strings, so it really sounds like a koto.
I want to hear that.
Okay.
All right.
What the fuck?
So,
what
track are we hearing
again?
So we are looking at.
What are we looking at here?
We are looking at.
Like a mechanic.
Do 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 do.
Track 10.
Track 10, which is okay. Let's do that. And this is the, hard. Let me. I'm sorry, my eyes are not working. What is this track?
Haru no Umi, or Sea in Spring.
Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
No, Charles, repeat it.
No. Here on Noise Punk.
Why don't you repeat it, Charles?
Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Goddamn fucking asshole, buddy. Thank you.
Haru no Umi. Thank you, Anakiko Myers.
Arigato.
That was composed by Michio Miyagi.
He was blind.
Who was blind?
After or before the recording?
Sorry.
No. That was our guest, Anakiko Myers, on the violin.
Omae no kasa de miso.
That's what? The only thing I know in Japanese.
Which means?
Your mother has an Audi belly button.
What?
What? I'm sorry. That's what it, am I saying it right? Do you speak Japanese? You don't even.
I do.
Oh, you do?
Omae no kasa de miso.
Come on, right? Yeah. Right now you know what I'm saying. My favorite phrase. Okay, it's my only phrase. It's the only thing I can memorize. That language is crazy, I tell you.
That was an excerpt from an album that recently came out called Smile, featuring Anakiko Myers on the Koch record label. And a lot of great stuff in there. What?
Nothing. I'm just looking at you.
You're making faces.
Just because the way you talk. It's
featuring,
funny.
Featuring a number of pieces, including what you just heard, and a variety of composers such as Arvo Pärt and Charlie Chaplin. You don't get more vast than that.
Vast.
Yeah.
Vast.
Well, as in you know, variety. You know,
you
there's.
You calling him fat?
Yes. Arvo Pärt is kind of a minimalist spiritual wonder, and Charlie Chaplin is this Hollywood. Awesome icon.
Well, do we want to play something else from this album, or you don't want to
sure.
give it away?
Yeah.
Because
we can give them a couple nibbles. They can buy the feast on their own.
Something yeah. sexy by Piazzolla, or we could do Smile.
Smile. I like to hear Smile, because this is, I know, I'm vaguely familiar with this arrangement of Smile by Klaus Ogerman, who is a world-class, well-known arranger. Mainly known for his work with Are you done yet?
Klaus.
Mainly known for his work with Antonio Carlos Jobim.
Klaus.
And, sorry, Gene Stuck, like the record that
I
you
like
heard
the
when
name.
You were... anyway.
I'm going to say... that's not what I wanted.
He's trying to do sound effects, and he failed miserably.
Anyway, listen.
Klaus.
Anyway.
That was good.
So yeah, this
right, okay. So let's play Smile. Everybody smile.
Yeah, this is actually the song. Actually,
if you
itself.
Want to buy this fucking album, you better go and buy. No, I'm not even fucking with you. If you don't like buy this album,
you're an idiot.
I was gonna say something else, but then I would have to rewind and redo the thing. I'll tell you what, because that's really funny.
Go ahead.
I can't.
If
say
you
it.
Want to buy this album,
I'll have to redo it.
No, if you want to buy this album,
I'm gonna say it later. I'm gonna say it while we hear the piece. Okay, just go on iTunes. It's called Smile. Her name is Anna Akiko Myers.
That's right.
M E Y E. Wait, I got an email. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, see, let's put this on air. Let's.
Oh, it's Kathy. Kathy even. Kathy Sepulveda.
Oh,
hey, Kathy.
Kathy.
Yeah, she should be on the show.
She should. We'll have her on the
Kathy,
show next time.
Kathy, be on the show.
Please.
Right. Listen.
Anyway,
what are we talking about? Oh, hey.
Smile.
Anna Kiko Myers. She plays at the violin. And this song this is called The Smile.
Smile by Charlie Chaplin.
And Klaus.
Originally was part of a movie called Modern Times in the late 30s. His last silent
TMI.
Film.
TMI.
What?
Too much of TMI, yes. Right?
What?
I got it right. It's a text thing.
No, this is simple. It's a great song.
Okay, tell us.
It was
about
part of the last movie last silent film he did. That's called right. Modern Times.
Exactly.
Anyway, out of that movie came a hit song called Smile, which we're going to hear an arrangement by Klaus Ogerman featuring our guest Anakiko Myers here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Klaus. Thank you.
Ah, yes, indeed. Smile. Originally written by Charlie Chaplin, originally part of the movie Modern Times, later arranged by Klaus Ogerman, the performance we just heard by our guest, Anakiko Myers.
Klaus!
I got him trained like a monkey.
The thing is...
In your dreams, Gene.
That was a little sad.
Wasn't it? It's wistful. It's very bittersweet and wistful.
I mean, I know the original arrangement has much more of a much more classical approach.
Oh, do you, Charles?
Yes. Anyway.
Kruna. All
right, listen. That was very nice. Mm-hmm. Do you have any music for violin?
What? We just heard music for violin.
Oh, just solo violin?
No, violin. No, anything you want.
Well, you were talking about
you were
this work.
She has some Japanese composer, dude. His name we can't pronounce.
Somei Sato. Unlike you.
Is he alive?
Yes, he is. He's living in Tokyo, and he's a very kind of meditative Zen dude.
Well, let me break out the joints. That's the other shit.
Let's see, what is this?
Yeah.
This is the city?
So, tell us about this piece. What's the title?
It's called Birds.
Birds in Warp Time 2. Yeah. And I asked him, did you write a number 1? He said no. But he just really liked
really?
Dude, the I like title of 2.
I'm going to write by Symphony number 3 right now.
But you hate symphonies. You hate composers that attempt to call it. Gene has a philosophy about modern composers.
But she doesn't care.
Yeah, she does. Gene has an interesting philosophy about symphonies, and I think he's not too far off on this, that modern composers that write symphony, they don't follow the traditional forms that were followed 200 years ago, but they call them symphonies anyway, primarily because they're big and they're for orchestra.
They're too lazy to come out with cool titles.
Yeah.
Unlike this dude. Somei Sato. Very hip
title.
So, no, don't touch me.
Hey! I need to read that. No, give me that.
No. You don't have it memorized?
No!
Son of a...
Give me that.
Okay, here we go. He's going to read us something.
Yes.
So we're going to continue.
Again, with our violin soloist guest, Anakiko Myers, Birds in Warp Time number 2, despite the fact there's not a number 1, Somei Sato is the composer here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Thank you. Birds in Warp Time, number 2, by composer Somei Sato, performed by our guest Anakiko Myers, violinist here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
You could do better than that.
You know I can't. You can't do better than that. I can tell you that. Yes.
As we were listening, Anne said that the bird died in the end.
Yeah.
Now Charles is notoriously scared of birds.
Oh yeah, it's true. When I was a kid, my mom and dad were watching The Birds by Alfred Hitchcock, and I walked into the bedroom at age 2, and I hate pigeons right now. I hate them all my life, and that's the reason why. So I'm glad that bird died.
Shit.
I'm sure that's fascinating. Anyway, so as we've listened on the show, she has, of course, done her share of the classics, violin concertos, and has promoted some great, not so famous living composers. That's right. Yeah. So there you go. Let's hear it for her. We were talking about the fact that a lot of soloists like to do the same 20 pieces that they've done their whole careers, and we
Five.
The Van Cliburnism of the
right. Needless to say, we appreciate your endeavor into the new music world as well.
Thank you very much.
I mean,
I couldn't do it without you boys.
That's right. I smell a commission.
I'm just smelling Charles the whole time.
That's
different.
Yeah,
that's not as good as a commission.
I mean, it seems you get a kick out of promoting new music.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, every piece of music was new one time in history.
That's right.
And every single one of them will become old. Email!
Who do we hear from now?
Oh, enlarge my penis.
Are you serious?
I'm happy. Wait. Guys, I'm going to need to read this now. Please read the room. Leave the room. What did I just say? Leave the room. Wine. I don't really like wine. Charles bought me some wine. This is a better way. First, we're doing the show on wine. Usually we do the show with beer and or other types of alcohol. But today it's with wine.
Alcohol.
I don't know what that accent is. But I'm keeping it.
It's like when you try to pretend you're British, but you sound Jamaican.
Charles, you're a sexy piece of shit. So
that's not
funny.
That
means. I don't even know what that means. You said you want to play for us the song about a rainbow and something about going over it.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Tell us more.
Yes, it's from the famous Wizard of Oz, and it was written by Harold Arlen and one of the most famous, prolific American songs ever written, and one of the most beautiful.
I heard a story about it. I swear to God.
Tell me.
They were trying to cut the song from the movie. They didn't like that song. Did you hear this? Somebody told me this. I recently had a long conversation with somebody so boring I can't remember who they were. And that's you.
I won't. It's someone else. I won't mention the person's name though.
You know who it was?
Anyway.
Oh, tell me. Oh, did I say?
No. Go. No, you didn't say it. You didn't say it.
That's a racist.
No, you don't.
Okay.
No, you don't.
Okay.
You didn't mention.
But you heard the story.
I know. Yes, and I know who it was, but you don't have to.
Okay.
You didn't mention
later.
The person's name, so it's okay.
I don't remember. I can't remember.
Go ahead. You were saying.
No, that's it. They didn't want to have the song in the show. In the movie. Why? Do you remember why?
No.
But you heard this conversation.
I vaguely remember this conversation.
And I vaguely remember being bored by it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm glad we understood that.
Well, I'm so glad. Thank you very much for that insight.
This is, she's now politely trying to leave. And
sorry.
Yeah. So there you go.
I could go off on tangents.
Yes.
Well, I had the Japanese pianist named Makoto Ozone arrange this for me, and it's a very beautiful jazzy sort of arrangement of Over the Rainbow.
All right. Well, here we go.
Is it jazzy? The swing? Is it jazzy? Sorry. I was doing my jazzy 30s voice.
Okay. All right, that ended well. Over the Rainbow.
This never ends
classic
well,
song
Charles.
By Harold Arlen, featuring our guest Anakiko Myers here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Are you going to sing along, Charles?
Maybe. Over the Rainbow, classic song by Harold Arlen, Anna Kiko Myers, our guest soloist, violin soloist here.
Who's the pianist?
Akira Eguchi.
And who did the arrangement again?
Makoto Ozone, a jazzer in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
A jazzer in Japan.
Yeah.
Famous song. I don't know. Well, that was very pretty, and I liked it a lot. I don't sound sincere, but I really
And that was
really.
That was played on your distinctive Strad, correct?
Yes, the one that was made in 1730. It's called the Royal Spanish, and it belonged to the King of Spain.
What?
Damn.
That King of Spain? He owes me $20.
How many Strads do we know of are in existence?
There are about supposedly 600, but only maybe 100 that are really of top quality.
And right. How many of them do you own?
I own all 100 of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Really? So it's only like 100 Strads that people really play on?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
Fucked up, man. I gotta get myself one of them.
It's hard to keep them, you know, in really great condition from that time.
Yeah.
So.
Which is not to say that that great violins are not being played, are being made today.
Yeah.
There's
no, but this is good. Like, you know, it was Peter's father, Oleg.
Peter Krista.
Yeah.
Oleg. Yeah.
He went to Russia and they have the Strad that Paganini played.
Ah, yeah.
And he was able to record, but he couldn't get take it out of the whatever museum.
Well, Paganini owned like 6 or 7 Strads and 7 or 8 Guarneri del Jesus.
Well, there's one that's in this is a Russian museum. Ah. They don't let it out of the museum. And he recorded like a whole album, and it was kind of cool.
Very cool.
So this, you know, so it's like you got the little history thing that
Absolutely.
You know this person owned it, and
it's like the red violin.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Well, on that note, thank
what
you.
What note is that? What kind of note is that?
You
That's
know,
not a note. That's not how you're on the show, Charles.
Yeah.
God damn it, Broadcasting 101. And can you please tell us what else is coming up?
What's coming up for you? That was what I was about to say.
I know, but you had a very weird segue.
Well, because you wouldn't shut the hell up.
I'm drunk on a stupid wine.
Yeah. You mean the wine that I bought? Anyway, what do you have coming up next?
Well, actually, I'll be working with another really incredible jazzer by the name of Wynton Marsalis.
Oh, yeah.
And I've asked him to rearrange the Mozart G major concerto cadenzas because I find the cadenzas to be so absolutely boring and inane. And I thought he would be perfect at rearranging them for me. So I'll be premiering that in a couple weeks in Utah. Ooh. And then I'll be learning the Carla Vice violin concerto, a very Polish composer.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah.
He was sort of in the middle of Chopin and Szymanowski, and also coming out with another album called Dreams.
Wonderful. Will this
Smiles and Dreams.
Smiles and Dreams.
With this also on the Koch record label?
That's right, yeah. Right.
Wonderful.
Well, this all sounds great, and we wish you great luck with it.
Needless to say, thank you so much for coming on our show.
Thank you for
having me on your show, guys.
It's official.
And I hear our theme music.
Theme music, and until next time, noise to you!
Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk. And the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. No more.